Guta, and welcome to another edition of our Star Wars Shine Show, the Gleep Glossary, for another edition, February edition. We thought we'd spice things up and do Oola. You know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so Oola la.
Oh, la la. La la.
The voices you are hearing are Andrew.
Yo.
Steven.
Hey, hey.
And Chris, you're here, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
Great.
Oh man, talk about that Eric Ziska unbridled enthusiasm.
I'm kidding around. I know people at home are like, oh no, they're fighting.
We're always fighting. We're all at each other's throats.
Exactly. And that's what makes for good pod.
Dude, absolutely. If you fuckers ever heard what I really thought of you, my God.
God, if I ever heard of the thoughts of Anton.
Woo. All right. So, like I said, we're here to discuss Oola.
So, who is Oola, Eric?
That is a great question, and that is what we're here to discuss. Oola was the dancer at Jabba's palace who gets fed to the Rancor.
Oh shit!
So, advisory: scary. Number one. Number two. This might be a shorter episode just because, I mean, we're gonna hit these eventually, folks. These are smaller characters. A lot of this Gleep Glossary are people that are glorified extras.
There are no small characters in Star Wars, Eric. Only small actors.
Or small lifespans.
That's true.
This small? Oola, man, she was just getting her Twi'lek dancing career off the ground.
Yeah. Small characters and small actors. You might know them as Jawas. Anyway.
Or if we're shoving people into fucking garbage cans to play robots.
That is true. That is a time-honored tradition.
There are no small actors, only small puppets.
So
speaking of,
no, please.
In the Return of the Jedi special edition, did they cut her out or something? Or no?
No.
They just have the extended dance scene with that thing with weird tits, right?
Dude, it's like that shit will haunt you. It'll fucking follow you around like a Japanese ghost story, dude. I mean, I think I mentioned this on some Gleep Glossary at some point. The only special edition that I saw in theaters was Return of the Jedi. And I had seen it before. And I've said this on, you know, across all our shows here in the WHM family. But like when I was a little kid, I wasn't so much into Star Wars because I was a Star Trek kid. But I had seen Return of the Jedi before. Seeing this special edition in the theater, I was like, well, that wasn't on the tape. Bone-chilling, well,
yes,
that thing.
Yes, yes. The whole, like, the throat, the whole, like, little mouth fucking tentacle or whatever. It's a choice.
She's dancing around. Their fucking red lips. It's disgusting.
But, Oola was not cut out, Steve. In fact, she even had some added moments within that song sequence, and the original actress came back and played her.
Oh, that's cool. Because
she was free.
I love the disco.
That's the thing. Because the music, you're like, fuck yeah. And then that thing starts singing and you want to throw up.
Yeah. I also love how it's like, not only does that thing start singing, but like before that, like her hype man, which is like a little hairy ape creature, starts going, oh, day.
Oh, yeah. It just... It turns into like a weird sexual Muppet show, and you can keep it.
Yeah, leave that stuff in Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Those are some sexy ass Muppets.
They are indeed.
If you're somehow new to this little sideshow we're doing, sometimes we read from the Essential Guide to Characters, and we're going back to the OG, Andy Mangles, 95 a dish. Oola, what was her story? You're about to find out. Thinking she would live a life of sensual luxury, the beautiful Twi'lek girl Ula allowed herself to become property of Jabba the Hutt.
Allowed herself? I don't know how that works.
It would, yeah, it would prove to be a fatal misjudgment.
Yeah.
So yeah, note to everyone out there.
Well, yeah, she gets eaten, right? Yeah, so yeah.
Well, do not become the property of a fat warlord in general.
Especially if he owns something that can eat you.
Ula had grown up on the harsh, windy planet of Ryloth, in the Twi'lek city on the dark side of the planet. Pretty cool. Fucking line up some music to that.
See you on the dark side of the planet.
Ryloth.
You know, something about dark side of the planet just doesn't make sense. Shouldn't it be moon?
No, sun, mate. Sun. It's got to be other side of the sun.
Dark side of the sun? What blimey hell are you going on about?
It's a thinking black. Man's title.
It's a pitch black on the other side of the sun, mate.
All right, what about see you on the dark side of the house? Because you haven't paid your bills, you understand. Some of the rooms ain't got power. I don't know why they're the Beatles, but they are the Beatles.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
But you have the people to check in, don't you? They have to use it, don't you? They clean the place, don't they?
Every band is the Beatles.
Like all her people, she had a twin tentacular appendages coming from the back of her skull, used for cognitive functions as well as sensual pleasures. That means Twi'leks, we might have covered this on our previous Bib Fortuna episode, but they can rub their little their appendages there and I guess fucking come.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at it, dude. Of course it was a sex organ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at Bib Fortuna's eyes. Of course he's stroking that thing for pleasure all the time. Look, he looks like he's strung out.
And that's, you know, when you have those things just and you're like, hey, it's a part of my alien head, and then you don't tell anybody that you can derive sexual pleasure from it, and then you're just in a meeting, and you're fucking tubing it, dude, and nobody knows it.
That's true. That's true. And do you think it would be, like, good to, like, pull on? Like,
Is it a pull or a stroke, you're saying? Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean,
I think you can get into pulling, but I think most people are just into stroking.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, you wrap some barbed wire around it.
Yeah. Or lash it.
I don't pull it too hard. I'm going to have a headache tomorrow.
The Twi'lek called these appendages Leku, although everyone else called them headtails or worms. That is fucking offensive.
Hey, worm head.
Fucking worm head.
Yeah, those fucking worms out of this cantina now.
Yeah, I got a couple of fucking worm heads trying to come into my restaurant.
You know what? He asked me if he wanted me to spank his Leku. It's disgusting, don't you think? It's fucking disgusting that he asked me that.
Slavers offered scoured Ryloth, taking the Twi'leks into their ships for harsh service on other worlds. Often, the heads of the clan would sell their own people to gain wealth or protection.
I gotta say, I know it's part of the thing. The fact that no one could figure out slavery in the galaxy far, far away is just kind of nuts.
Yeah. Well, Steve, it took place a long time ago.
God, come on. I guess that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was still cool, like, from American standpoint. I'm assuming America exists. I think Star Wars takes place around 1780.
Got it.
Yeah, man, Steve, when are you going to let up?
Oh, what, you're gonna start impeaching Jabba the Hutt just because he had slaves? He died 6,000 years ago.
First of all, he's no longer the head of Tatooine. First of all, you can't hold him responsible. He's not the Hutt anymore. It doesn't matter what he did.
And at the time, it was totally cool.
Cool.
Ula, the daughter of a clan head, caught the eye of Jabba the Hutt's major domo, Bib Fortuna. The beautiful young Twi'lek was a seductive dancer, her head tails caressing and accentuating her ceremonial moves. Fortuna kidnapped Ula, taking her to his smuggling complex along with another tiny young girl, Sien. It says,
okay, Bib.
Along with another tiny young girl. Yes, it's right there. It's in writing. It's Andy Mangles.
It's really too bad that she let herself have all this happening, be kidnapped by Bib Fortuna.
I
like that she was led. She just let herself fall into all this. So that, poor
that,
her.
That is a good point, Chris, because at the start of this entry, it says that she wanted to serve, I guess, under Jabba the Hutt and become proper. I mean, to let yourself become proper. I mean, being kidnapped is not letting yourself.
Okay. Well, kidnapped by Bib Fortuna, but then maybe it became a Stockholm Syndrome thing.
Sure.
You know, and then it was like, well, Jabba, he's got the money. This motherfucker is just like the assistant. I don't know.
How did Bib Fortuna die again? Did he hang himself at Riker's Island? Is that how it works?
Well, no, Boba Fett executed him.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. That was an update. We didn't cover that in our previous episode. If you go back, we didn't cover that. But just, you know, paint your own picture, folks.
Update. Bib Fortuna was shot down in a gangland slaying by Boba Fett.
Dude, that, if they were smart, that's how that they would start advertising Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
you get
absolutely.
You get like one of us doing an exquisite Robert Stack impersonation, and you do an update to Bib Fortuna.
He was pulling his own Laiku.
If you have seen Boba Fett or any other Mandalorian, please contact your local sheriff's department. So there at this smuggling complex, they were trained by other slave dancers in even more seductive dances. So they knew the hot shit. Now they're getting the real hot shit.
Now, I mean, this is just jerking off, right? It's like, all right, this is how you jerk off. This kind of guy, this is how you jerk off. That kind of a guy.
Now remember, you can grind on the Laiku, but you can't stroke the Laiku, okay? That's extra money. They come to us and they ask us if then you can touch their Laiku.
After 4 months, Fortuna felt the girls were ready.
Oh man, Andy Mangles is getting fucking weird this month, huh?
You know, I don't know the source of this. I mean, it gets a little specific here, so I imagine there is something that I'm missing, but I'm happy to miss it.
Yeah, that's a skip entry.
Yeah.
Was it like a bunch of fucking Star Wars novels you could only buy at an adult bookstore or something?
I'm thinking it's like peppered in. This is like, I'm sure Ula was a small part of some other book or comic, and this wasn't the primary focus.
This is like the part of Star Wars that only Abel Ferreira or the Safdie brothers could direct.
Oh, Safdie brothers Star Wars, I am there.
100%.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
Get some handheld work. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Julia Fox is Ula. Let's do it.
Bib Fortuna's assistant, Jarris Rudd, took them to Tatooine, where Ula dreamed of her luxurious life to be, relaxing on the cushions and dancing for her handsome new master.
Isn't it so weird that Jarris Rudd has been in the public eye for like 30 years and it's like he has never aged?
Damn it. I was...
You know what's funny, too?
Yes.
It's R-U-D-D as well.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is.
After all, Fortuna was to present the two dancers as gifts to Jabba the Hutt, the most powerful and rich man on Tatooine.
Man.
It says being. I misspoke.
Jabba, these dances are for you to enjoy. They're dances or to eat, if you so wish.
Whichever way you're feeling it, it's okay. Look, as long as I get paid.
You've got grills to probably. You got person grills, right? Yeah, you can take care of that.
At Mos Eisley, Paul Rudd put Sen and Ula into hiding. Something strange was going on at the spaceport. The dancers were surprised when a dark-cloaked young human approached them, telling them his name was Luke Skywalker.
Uh-oh.
Weird. So, like, a cloaked creep comes to a group of girls in a dance academy. It's like fucking Star Wars Suspiria, dude.
Yeah, it's that or, like, I think maybe Luke Skywalker was a flasher on Tatooine for a certain period of time.
Oh, man. I gotta go to Tashi Station and pick up my new trench coat.
Oh, is that blonde-haired little creep? Listen, buddy, you're not welcome here anymore. And keep your old fucking friend out of here, too.
The two of you are touching the dancers, and how many times do I have to tell you to keep your slimy hands off them?
I swear to God, one more fucking strangled ballerina, I'm coming for you.
But I am a veteran of the Clone Wars.
I told that old fuck no weapons, and he comes in with some fucking sword? Sword. I thought he told me it was a vape pen. I should have checked it. I should have checked it. But he said it's a vape pen. It was okay. Then he fucking cut somebody's arm off. Fuck him.
I promise this time to keep my busy hands to myself.
Every time that piece of shit comes around, there's this weird kind of neon, but not neon lighting. Colored.
Hey, Wookie, no sleeping in here. Wake up! You wake up!
This is not a fucking bus station.
Actually, the Mos Eisley Cantina is close to some bus stations that I've been to.
Yeah,
in look and probably smell.
So Luke offered to help them escape their slavery. He would take them off planet when his business with Jabba the Hutt was done. Sien escaped with Luke, but Ula would not give up her dreams of the good life in Jabba's desert palace.
So I guess this is her fault, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Wait, yeah. Also, like, when the fuck did this happen?
It's a great question. I mean, like,
yes, I don't know, but listen, whenever a girl dies, well, she was asking for it.
Yep.
It's at least half her fault, that's for sure.
Oh, Star Wars.
The dreams were shattered as soon as she arrived. Jabba was grotesque.
Maybe that was Bib Fortuna. Like, oh, when you see Jabba the Hutt, oh boy. Think like Cary Grant mixed with Spencer Tracy. Jabba the Hutt.
Think Grand Moff Tarkin, but young Grand Moff Tarkin.
I like what kind of member are we talking about? Well, you could say it's he's got a tail down there.
I'm imagining, because Steve, you mentioned Cary Grant. I would love to see him play some type of Star Wars lizard called Archibald the Leech.
Yes, dude. That would be awesome. No, mother, I wasn't given a blue milk chaser.
I'm sure Disney Plus will buy the rights to Cary Grant and he'll be in Star Wars sooner than later.
I would love it. Sure, why not? Who cares anymore? Rob the dead all you want. You've gotten away with it so far.
Yeah, it's 1940s movies with those characters. Yeah, we bought the 1940s. It's directed by Howard Hawks. We also bought Howard Hawks in his name.
So Jabba's court was filled with horrible creatures and a particularly bad band. I like that. They mentioned the music is not good.
Come on, Max Rebo's pretty okay.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you know,
that's yeah.
I think they, you know, the special edition maybe soured them. So the gang lord was smitten with the beautiful girl, and despite her refusal to dance with him, how could he dance?
I mean, yeah, come on, this is a
the man's gargantuan.
How do they know? He's like, let's dance, and she's like, I know what that means. It's not. He's not gonna get up, is he?
Yeah, that means yeah. A fat shake. Just on his little dais, a little fat shake. Just go back and forth like flicking a Jello mold.
Well, oh God,
I like that.
Well, I mean, I think yeah, it's a thing where he's like, yeah, let's dance, which means like, come lap dance me, and I'll sit here sweating.
But where is the lap?
Great question.
Just work the tail. Pretend it's one of your fucking head things.
Sure.
So, and her, despite her refusal to dance with him, he added her to his harem.
Oh, okay.
She would dance soon enough. 2 days later...
In hell.
Yeah. 2 days later, Ula spoke conspiratorially with the protocol droid C-3PO. He told
C-3PO, we got to stop the steal.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. There's a bunch of dumps coming in magically. All these votes they found in Pittsburgh. Anyway. He told her that Luke Skywalker was going to come to Jabba's palace to rescue his friends. Once, I mean, by the way, C-3PO, stop fucking spilling the beans.
Exactly. You don't know what this lady's deal is.
Fucking
That's
idiot.
That's insane. What an asshole.
Also,
what
a like, fucking piece of shit.
Oh, yes. Actually, he's here to save all of his friends, unless he's already given you the chance to be saved. If not, it's your fault. Bye-bye.
Once again, Ula had hope.
Oh, this is fucking devastating.
And then as the band struck up a jazzy version of Lapty Neck, I think this is the special edition song. Oh,
this is one of my favorite songs, but I can't believe they're doing it in this like jazzy version.
Yeah, I prefer the original by Lee Morgan.
Jabba told her to dance. So, buoyed by her thoughts of the young Jedi, Ula danced better than she ever did in the past, ending her performance with a supremely sensual pose.
Oh, this is something that Andy Mangold said a lot about.
Yeah. He was often known to go kind of long-winded about poses such as that.
Hey, keep your hand off your worm.
There are many poses, and they can be very hot, but they're not as good as, you know, action. Everybody likes action, but poses are hotter.
It was her best dance, and she decided that it would be the last one Jabba would ever see her do. Jabba pulled her closer to caress and molest her.
Okay.
It literally says, Jabba pulled her closer to caress and molest her.
Well, he's a bad guy, Eric. You know, that's, you gotta let the audience know he's a villain, I guess.
Hey, in this children's movie, they're molesting girls.
We're sure Andy Mangold's not in jail.
I haven't heard from him in a while. Never, huh. Not that I've ever heard from him, but I would like to, because I'm actually a big fan. I love Twin Engines of Destruction, the comic he wrote. I really enjoy it. So reach out, Andy, if you happen to hear this and decide.
Wasn't that the title of Oh no, that was Appetite for Destruction.
Yes.
Yeah, very different thing. Protesting, she hung back, pulling her neck and collar chain. And then Jabba released her, tired of the game. He pressed the button that opened the trapdoor to the Rancor's pit, and Ula fell to her death. End of entry.
Not even anything about, like, the rest of the dancers got together and had a silent vigil.
Yeah.
Nope. They didn't care. They didn't care at all. Even the big lady that was dancing around.
It was all the road to getting to sexy pose and chain.
You know, at least she died before the Rancor could shit her out. So that is... small mercy. I would say this at her funeral. I'm doing her eulogy.
Excellent.
Ula died before the Rancor could fully digest her and shit out her bones. mercy.
So like now the Rancor decays, obviously.
Right.
So, and then I guess her skeleton is just inside his.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's like a skeleton turducken, dude.
Well, after it's taken all the nutrients, but yeah, whatever is left over.
What if she fell down that cave and then the Rancor fell in love with her and set her free?
Ooh, like, I like that.
I can't kill such a beautiful creature. Well, I love you.
Well,
here's money for school.
Doesn't the thing suggest that she's just dead upon impact?
Oh, interesting. Possibly.
Well, the thing is, like, you definitely hear a scream. I always associated it with her being eaten. I think she gets eaten. I just don't think they show her eaten.
Oh.
She fell.
So I guess Andy Mangold's just making up his little fucking stories any way he likes.
I will say, if anyone out there in Listen Land knows what story this is from, you know, the whole, like, Luke Skywalker talking to her before in C-3PO being like, no, it's totally cool. We'll get out of here. Let me know if it's any good. Maybe I'll check it out in the comments below, maybe on Patreon, comment below and let me know if it's worth checking. I'm sure it's not. Okay. I'm sure it's not, but let me know. So I guess that is the entry today. Obviously a smaller one, like I said at the top. Now, Chris Cabin, what did you learn today?
I learned absolutely nothing. What were we talking about?
It was Ula.
I learned that she, you know, she had a terrible early life and that she was, she fell into this life. Poor her that she fell into this life. We could not save her.
Victim of circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bullshit.
I learned that Jabba will not tolerate being in the friend zone.
Definitely not. I also learned that Jabba Oh, I don't know. Let's just say he's not one for the dance floor.
Well, and that is your entry for the month of February. And until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Gavin.
And now go eat shoot yourself, listener.